Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I have said MF-er a couple times already this morning.
Yeah, you have.
because of weird noises. I don't like weird noises. I'll give you two examples. The grinding underneath my wife's car.
Oh.
MF-er.
It's gonna
sounds
cost money.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Sounds real expensive. As I'm driving along and there's going noises. And then this morning I am sitting in our office and I hear yeah, that's pretty good.
That was
and it was a random cat, actually, the guy in the house.
It was purring.
No, and I was like, I gotta investigate. What is that? And I'm like doing that thing where I'm walking around in the dark with like an ear up in the air. I'm like,
yeah.
Is that our humidifier? Is the dishwasher running? And as I get closer into the kitchen, and the fridge is making a noise behind it as the compressor is running, and I hear it cooling down inside the fridge.
Oh. Yeah.
MF!
Those are expensive noises.
Fridges anymore, my God, are like $3,000, $4,000 for a decent fridge, so I don't like the sound of that at all.
And it's only going to last you like 5 years. That's the thing about the new stuff.
And that's the thing. I think ours is hitting the six-year mark, so it's just touch and go right now.
It's tired.
Because they don't make anything to last anymore.
They sure don't.
And I'm wondering if I was part of the problem, because our fridge is so stupid, if you put anything towards the back of it, it freezes. And it's a side-by-side, okay? So, you know, you got the four shelves in there, but we got to keep everything kind of forward towards the door. We can't push anything back. Because there's vents right in the back that blow right down on my strawberries.
Yeah, you don't want to freeze the burnt strawberries.
And the bottom shelf is by far the worst. I mean, it's like the Arctic on that one. So what I did is I took some aluminum foil a couple months ago, and I shoved foil up in the vents.
Oh, Jeremy.
So it's not as cold on that bottom shelf.
No.
And since then...
You did it. You did it.
You did the at-home work.
I don't know.
It is.
I bet money that you definitely hurried up.
It's no different than covering a vent in your house, and then just a vent down the way is going to blow a little harder. So all it's doing is making the top ones blow a little harder.
I bet you that vent is the one that's making all that noise, too.
But like, my strawberries on that shelf now? Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So anyway, you know, bad things usually come in threes, so I'm sure something will... you know, start making noise today, this afternoon while I'm at home. Probably me.
Your knees.
I'll fall down or something.
A body part.
Yeah, so things are going to get expensive in my house.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
Oh, Lord. Josh, tell us about date night. Give us all the details.
Yeah, I made my way down to Ball Arena last night for a little late night hockey action with the girlfriend. And that game, score-wise, sucked. It was so bad.
Yeah.
The Avs played the Pittsburgh Penguins, which I was, like, torn because obviously I'm from Pittsburgh, but, you know, I love the Avs so much. So I was cheering on the Avs with Jenny, and we got down to, like, the glass area for warm-ups, and my newfound friend, Brent Burns, flips a little puck to the girlfriend.
No way!
So he flips it over the glass, and she caught it. And so that was a neat moment for her because she never is down, like, in the glass area. And
no, we forget about those special moments like
that.
Like, we go through it every day, but somebody else, like, that's something they'll never
forget.
Hits her
in the face, knocks a tooth out.
Well, I want to say something about this. So we ended up being right next to the Burns family. So Brent Burns, Avalanche hockey defenseman. And I noticed that we were standing right next to a family for pregame, and they had all the family little... name cards like on their chest, and I was like, well, which family is that? And so he skates by during warmups a few times, taps on the glass, kind of waves at these little girls. I'm like, that's got to be his family, like his wife and the daughters. And he flips one puck over, flips another, does a few more laps, flips the third. The third one is the one Jenny catches, and I'm like, she keeps it. I'm like, she keeps it. But then he does a few more laps, and I'm like, did we take his daughter's puck?
No.
Nah, he's good.
And I felt bad, but then I was also like, okay, this guy has played in the NHL since 2003.
They've got pucks.
And so I was like, you know what? She's like, I feel bad. I'm like, just keep it. Like,
everybody's
keep it
getting a puck for Christmas in that family.
Puck, yeah.
Okay, so that's
It's like people that learn how to crochet and everyone in the family then gets a scarf.
Yes.
This guy's handing out pucks at
so
Christmas.
I didn't feel too bad, but I definitely think we stole a daughter's puck. But I was like, you know what? It is what it is. It's fine.
It's fine.
But the game goes on. We get our food. We get our hot dog and some pizza and some street tacos. Which shout out to the street tacos there at Ball Arena because they
pretty
are
tasty,
amazing, dude. They're so good. But only one thing, they're really small. So yeah. Ball Arena.
Well,
can
that's
make
kind
them
of the gist of the
bigger
street taco. It's tiny.
I know. Yeah, yeah. But
you usually get three of them. Did you only get one?
No. We got three. But it's like two bites each. Yeah. So you're like, oh, that was good. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, I need more food. And you know the food there is a little bit expensive, mm-hmm. but it was a blast. I mean, we got to do so many fun things. This is our first Avs game together. So we've gone to games before, but this is our first Avs game that we've been able to go together. And I promised her that when we go to an Avs game for the first time, that I'll get her a souvenir or something. And so we make our way through the entire pro shop there, and we look at all the hats and the jerseys and all these things. And she settled on, which I love it
so
much.
The most expensive jersey. Yeah.
No,
I want
she
that
didn't
one.
Get a jersey, which is kind of funny.
Or
they
a
didn't,
sweater.
No sweater. But she chose an Avs golf hat, which just warmed my heart so much because I love golf so much. She looks so good in it. It's this navy Avs hat that she rocked the whole game. She got a foam finger. She was like, I really want a foam finger. I was like, I got you. Absolutely, we'll get you a foam finger.
Things.
And the second she pulls it out in the game, so we you know, get our bag before the game actually started. We open the bag, and then right before the game starts, she pulls out the foam finger and like, go Avs. Right when she did that, the Penguins score. And so she goes, okay, right back into the bag it goes. So we were a little
You're
not superstitious. I know, not superstitious, but just a little stitious. But all in all, it was a really
good
night.
Good.
We had to
cute.
Park in Narnia, which was smitten. Funny. But
that's adorable.
You guys are in love.
It was a good night.
I do like your little date night.
Look, I'm such
stuff.
A you know that I really like this girl because I'm such a diehard Avs fan. And like they lost 7-2 last night, and I'm leaving Ball Arena like I had such a blast. It was so much fun.
I looked at
three tacos were delicious.
I know. I looked at myself and I was like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, we know. We were on the float for St. Patrick's Day, and he did a quick FaceTime call with Jenny. And at the very end of it, he goes, "I love you."
I know. Like surprise, like,
started throwing up over the side.
Smitten,
smitten kitten right here.